funny how when Christians who have been in the media sometimes labeled the greatest danger to civilization, even more so than radical Islam, it's funny how when we are labeled such things and are complained about because we won't give in on abortion and birth control and homosexuality, it's funny how people don't quote this passage or passages like it in the gospel. They always want to quote the passages from the gospel in which our Lord talks about brotherly love and forgiveness and his words which articulate tolerance. And of course, all of the above is true, and we need to take everything that our Lord says seriously and live it in a spirit of faith, fidelity, courage, and also humility, and never allow ourselves to compromise. The gospel, of course, is not just a story. It certainly isn't a nice story. It's terrible, in the sense that our Lord conveys to us the reality of hell. It's beautiful because our Lord conveys to us the truth of heaven. It's consoling because our Lord conveys to us his mercy. It's also frightening because we know through the gospel that we're ultimately accountable for our choices and that there is judgment on the last day. But it's not a nice story. It's all about life and death. It's all about ultimate consequences. It's all about our Lord trying to save us from our sins and bring us into eternal life. It's a story, of course, that we have to take seriously. And that was the reason why our Lord spoke the way he did to the people of Tyre and Sidon and Capernaum, because they had seen what the ages had longed to see. And they had witnessed the miracles. They had witnessed the fulfillment of all the prophecies in the person of Christ Jesus, and everything that they desired was present to them, and yet they did not listen. And for that reason, our Lord even told them that it would go easier for Sodom. Sodom, which was destroyed by fire because of the sin of sodomy, it would go easier for them than it went for Capernaum. It's a story that we have to take seriously because it's a true story and it's about the ultimate consequences of our choices. Yet we know that our Lord speaks to us today, as he always speaks to us, out of love and out of a desire for our complete conversion and ultimately for our salvation. All we have to do truly is open our hearts to the Lord and seek his grace, and we have that grace available to us, especially in the sacraments, in the sacrament of the Eucharist, and in terms of our own conversion in the sacrament of penance. And the power of God's grace is stronger than our sins. The power of God's grace and his love is stronger than death. And our Lord's one desire is that we should live with him forever. He came to live among us for a short time, and I mean not just during his 30 years or so of life on earth, but this short time until the end of the world as our Lord dwells with us also in the Eucharist. He has come to live with us for a short time so that we might be able to live with him forever. And all we need to do is, with a sincere heart, open ourselves up to his grace and ask him always to help us take everything that he said seriously. And know that if we do, that we will have eternal life, that we will have everything that we need to do to get to heaven. May we always look at these passages and apply themselves, first of all, to ourselves, and in a spirit of humility do penance for our sins and pray for the conversion and sanctification of others. We're all in the same boat. We're one big happy family of sinners. Some of us may be worse than others, but who are we to judge? What we are called to do is proclaim the truth of Christ without compromise and believe in God's mercy and do everything that we can to please him. And if our efforts are sincere, And this is one of the issues to which our Lord was speaking, because the people of Tyre and Sidon and Capernaum saw the miracles. Their rejection of Christ, of course, was not sincere. If our efforts are sincere, no matter how weak we are, God's grace will ultimately prevail, because God wills not the death of the sinner, but that they should be converted and live. May we have that grace always as we turn to our Blessed Lady and ask her to help us follow Christ and his words always with a sincere heart and with confidence in the power of God's grace.